Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Louise Zafiro. Louise, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you've recently this year started an organic gardening business, selling some things at the Pella Farmers Market. And just to start off, kind of what got you into organic gardening? How long have you been doing it? And sort of what's your motivation behind doing this sort of work?
I've really been organic gardening all my life. We didn't call it that when I was little, but it was essentially organic gardening. The motivation to really get into it seriously and to look for different ways for pest control and water conservation and things like that was really, I think, the environmental movement. Mm-hmm. I graduated from college in 1971, and that was the era of the first Earth Day. Mm-hmm. And
so a lot of things as in your formative years kind of helped you to have this sort of this attitude towards sustainable farming and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And I understand along with your project in the garden, you're also doing some workshops. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so what are these workshops like?
Well, I've done one workshop so mm-hmm. far, and it's introducing people to organic gardening mm-hmm. and helping people. Some of the people who came have experience gardening, and they just want some help with specific problems or just general information.
Is it difficult to get started? I imagine you have to buy organic seeds to start with, and then make sure that your land is okay in that sense.
Right. Fortunately, my husband and I had bought this property in the 90s, and it has been lying fallow for all these years.
Okay.
So we don't have an issue with pesticides being applied recently. So that part of it isn't an issue. Just to get the infrastructure in, the fencing, mm-hmm. the well, and all that, which doesn't really have so much to do with organic as just to get things going, has been, a significant time and money investment, yeah. But the organic seeds are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The controls, row covers, organic pest controls are more expensive. And also to be certified organic, there's a fee associated with that as well.
And talk a little bit about that process to be certified as organic. Is it a long process? Is it a difficult process to be certified as organic?
Yeah, the main thing about being certified is that you have to keep these very, very careful records. Everything, every input has to be recorded. Everything that you use has to be approved. So there's this process of sending in the labels and mm-hmm. of everything and then getting it approved back again. And the whole bookkeeping thing.
I imagine a lot of research as well to find out which inputs, as you spoke about, are qualified.
Absolutely. My partner, Abby Zalsberg, has been doing more of that research and that end of it, and she's put a tremendous amount of time into researching what's required.
So how have things been going in the garden? Are we seeing pretty good yields? How are things turning out?
Our first planting of the cucumbers and the squash were attacked by the insects during that. Remember that hot, mm-hmm. dry time that we
yeah.
had? Very, very hot. The insects were out of control, the squash bugs, the cucumber beetles. And so we were having to do a lot of hand picking, and we also had to resort to some organic sprays that we used.
Okay.
At that time, then, I planted a new crop of squash, but I put it all under a row cover. So when you use a row cover, you seal in the edges in the ground, mm-hmm. and nothing can get in if you do it right. And those are now producing, and those are beautiful, and the plants are beautiful.
So it sounds like to sort of balance out the lack of chemicals, pesticides, those sorts of things, it just takes a little bit more manual labor to sort of manage those things.
Yes, and in addition, it takes having a balanced ecosystem, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, and we're just building up to this. We're not at this point yet. But you want to have a lot of herbs and flowers, even, that have small flowers that attract beneficial insects.
Okay.
You want to have a habitat that attracts birds. So you want to have more than just the crops that you're growing for food and for selling, but you want to have things that will attract beneficial insects and predators.
So as you said, you really are creating, it's not just dropping a seed in the ground and watching it grow, you really are creating an entire system to promote that healthy growth of those food plants.
Right, exactly.
All right, very good. And so how have things been at the farmer's market this summer?
It's been fun.
Yeah? Is this your first year selling at the farmer's market?
Yes. I was scared starting out. but now, and I didn't know if I would like it, but actually I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying talking with people.
Mm-hmm.
People are since I'm retired from my job now, this gives me a way of seeing people that I hadn't seen in a while. And people are asking questions and about gardening and about the vegetables and how to prepare things. And my family eats a lot of fresh produce from the garden. We eat it almost entirely from the garden.
Sure.
And we do a lot of cooking and canning and freezing. And so I can give other people this information.
And sort of help get them on the right track to eating a little healthier, using more locally produced things, more organically produced things.
Yes, and more, eating more greens. We offer some greens that other people don't offer. Right now we're offering Swiss chard, kale, collard greens. We're now selling some edamame, which is edible soybeans, and I don't believe anybody else is offering those things that I mentioned.
So some pretty specialized products,
right,
too. All right, very good. And to get back to these workshops a little bit, have you had good feedback? Are you going to be holding some more of these in the future?
Yes, I did get good feedback on the workshop, and I would like to hold one in October if there's interest, and then perhaps in the spring, maybe late March, or when people are ready to think about gardening again.
Where can folks go if they are interested to do a workshop?
If people are interested in the workshop, we're working through Cheryl Ellenwood at Empowered Health Resource, and the email address for that is Cheryl, Sheryl, at empoweredhealthresource.com.
Okay, and that's where folks can go to just kind of let them know that they've got some interest in learning some of these techniques and try to get their hands dirty a little bit.
Right.
All right, very good. Well, Louise, thank you so much for taking some time and sharing with us some of your passions and letting us know that things are going well.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Again, that was our guest, Louise Zaffiro, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.